Did you know that there are 18 other places in the world called Cornwall? Given our Cornwall My Homes theme today, I thought it would be fun to hear from other My Cornwalls and what theirs are like. Take a listen to this one from Laura Fetteroff, who's the town clerk in the town of Cornwall in Vermont.
Hi, I'm Laura, and I live in Cornwall, Vermont. I'm the town clerk here, so let me tell you about my Cornwall. We're a small town of about 1,200 people located on the west central edge of the state of Vermont. We were part of the territory fought over by the colony of New York and the colony of New Hampshire. And to be honest, we didn't much like either of them. Our town was finally chartered in 1761. In 1777, we joined the newly formed independent nation, the Republic of Vermont, which became the first state after the original 13 colonies formed the United States of America. Situated in the gently rolling hills of the Champlain Valley, we have beautiful views of Vermont's Green Mountains to the east and north, and New York's Adirondack Mountains to the west, depending, of course, on which hill you're standing. We can be at our state's gorgeous and historic Lake Champlain in about 20 minutes drive heading west, or heading east for about the same time, we can be up in the beautiful Green Mountains. The rich agricultural land of our Cornwall is not just beautiful, it's at the heart of our history. From the original 18th century family farms to the great 19th century merino sheep and Morgan horse estates. Today, we have apple orchards, maple sugaring, and tree farms, along with organic dairies and goat herds. We have cherished the land and welcomed new residents and new ideas with open arms. Our earliest settlers had strong connections to your Cornwall as they came from the Cornish settlers of Cornwall, Connecticut. One intriguing tie to that origin is our Vermont accent. Here on the eastern side of the Green Mountains, we share some linguistic similarities with our Cornish ancestors. Here, a dispute between farmers could be a fight over cows. Also, if you've lost a piece of cold weather clothing while on a hike, it's likely you've lost a mitten on a mountain. Right now, we have about a foot of snow on the ground and the sun is shining brightly. It's cold, but so beautiful. Soon, maple sap will flow to be boiled into maple syrup. In the spring, we'll be flushed with the bright green of new foliage, and in the summer, there's the sweet smell of newly mown hay. In autumn, our famous apples are ready to pick, and all the trees change from green to reds, oranges, and golds in fiery glory. It's a gorgeous place to live and a gorgeous place to visit. If you're able, please come and visit this much younger Cornwall. We'd love to meet you. And so, on St. Patrick's Day, from my Cornwall here in Vermont to yours, have a wonderful day celebrating one and all.
Thank you very much to Laura Fetteroff there, the town clerk in the town of Cornwall in Vermont. And it does sound rather idyllic, doesn't it? Time now.